Jordan Smith, I made a joke on Twitter when you were battling RJ in the Heat. I'm like, it's only the 600th time these guys have raced each other. RJ told me he hates racing with you. How do you feel?
No, I love racing RJ. I don't know. We go back to like, we're the same age, so like we always race each other. But he like, I think was a little bit more of like a late bloomer and amateur stuff. But I think like probably 2012 is whenever we like really started battling a lot. And we've had our fair share of battles for sure.
And I told him this too, like when you're on, you crash here and there, but when you're riding good, you're very smooth, you very hit your marks, you have a good riding style, and he's RJ. So it's really neat to watch you two go at it a little bit. It's different, you know?
Yeah, it is. I think we've always been like that from 2012 on. It could shape up to be a pretty interesting series with me and him if we keep battling.
Hey, I feel like, and myself included, maybe didn't talk about you enough. Like I talked about Thrasher, I think, more than you, just because he really is coming on and he was riding well before he got hurt last year. And then, of course, RJ, got second in the series, and Joe's a factory Honda guy. Yeah, maybe we didn't talk enough about Jordan Smith, man. Great work.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. The old guy, man. I know. I've said a couple times, like, I feel like, I've had two different careers, like, to be honest with you, like, from the time I turned pro in 2015 to 2019, and then I had injury, 19, 20, 21, and I think I did a total of, like, maybe 8-9 races in those 3 years, including outdoors, and that was tough, and after that, like, whenever I went to Firepower, I honestly, like, I felt like a rookie again that year, and I do feel like I've had that, like, build from that year to last year to this year, like a rookie, like almost like I got to restart it and like do it how I want, like
stacking blocks again, right?
Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, you just see, like, you see rookie guys that come in and the first year they like okay, but and then the next year they're like better, and then the next year they're like winning, So, and I really feel like that. I mean, it's crazy to say that considering this is, I think, my 10th year, but it's cool.
Track, from guys I talked to, track got pretty outdoors-ish out there.
Yeah, it was
like ruddy bumps.
Yeah, it was really bumpy today. It was really bumpy. It doesn't matter how easy the track is, it gets hard. Like, the bikes just tear down, like the whoops, like, I mean, you'd have to make them out of concrete for them not to get like difficult, and it's just whenever they build them small, it's difficult at a higher speed. You're gonna crash harder if you do crash. It got pretty tough. It was a weird track with all the straightaways on it, just down and back and down and back. And that section, that stuff was, like, really one line. So, like, you had to be on someone at the finish line to have a chance to pass them in that rhythm or the two-whoop sections. Yeah. Like that was your chance. If you didn't get it, then you had to just wait.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that. You're right. I don't remember too much happening on the other parts of the track. Yeah. You're right. Did you have a spot for Levi that you were looking at and that you thought you were better at?
Yeah, well, I caught him, and then I was really, like, felt like I was better than him in the whoops, and I felt like I could see him, like, starting to kind of get nervous about the whoops, but I kept missing the rhythm before it.
I thought he regrouped a little bit, but it was more you making some mistakes.
Yeah. I had to go I went three and cased it, and I had to go, like, over, three on, off, and lost. I mean, you lose 3/4 of a second, then I make it up back up in the whoops, and then the same thing the next lap happened, and then I was like, okay, I got to hit this rhythm, and that lap, I hit it, and he missed it, so I passed him there. So, that rhythm was, like, really everything for us tonight.
I know Uncle Phil wouldn't go three in, so I was really upset with him,
What happened to Phil?
His bike broke before the...
He was lined up beside me, but... Sorry. He didn't go. So I saw him working on his bike. That was a bummer.
They had a new points system this year where 22nd gets 0 points. Yeah. The first guy to get 0 points in the main event is Phil. Yeah.
Wow. Incredible.
Hey, bike changes for you. Second year on the team. Yeah. Leave it? Did you find some stuff?
Well, we had a completely new chassis this year.
Yeah, shit. Never mind. Yeah. Bad question.
Yeah. So we did a lot of testing.
Yeah. So what'd you think?
Yeah. I like the bike. I like the new bike a lot. It handles really good. Some of the stuff I would struggle on with the old bike is better on this bike. Overall, passed the eye test today.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. And Nate's bike looked pretty good, too. Yeah. Unfortunately, it went down, but... Yeah. yeah, you guys look like you're pretty much on point with that thing. So
yep. It was I was pumped at the team. We made a huge change after press day to like a setting that I have tried about 3 or 4 weeks ago and rode for about a week, but I didn't really like it. But I raced that all day today because the track's so much different. Whenever you go from, you know, practice track to the racetrack, it's so much steeper, and we just had to go stiffer, which is something. I mean, like, you know it, but then you're also at the practice track, you're like, I don't know, maybe our track's steep enough, but then you get here and you're like, yeah, it's not.
If I could tell you how many times as a mechanic we went into the first round thinking we were good, and then speeds are higher, track's different, and you riders freak out, and we got to go to something else. It happens all the time, right?
It happens for sure.
All right, cool, man. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.